one of the good friends of the show and to America, Karl Rove, former deputy chief of staff, best-selling author of Courage and Consequence. Karl, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Karl, first off, here's the president. I don't know if you heard this, but I'll share it with you. Says, again, this to me is unthinkable for him to believe this, let alone say it. Listen, this is the credibility line. Let's listen to President Obama.
My credibility is not on the line. The international community's credibility is on the line. And America and Congress's credibility is on the line because we give lip service to the notion that these international norms are important.
Really? It's Congress's credibility that's on the line? Does the president ever stand in the line of fire?
You know, this is an important vote, and to say things like this, to say it's not, I didn't say the red line, it's the world community's red line. It's not my credibility at stake, it's everybody else's. It's America's credibility, it's congressional credibility, it's the international community's credibility, but it's not mine because I'm Barack Obama. I mean, this is foolishness on an extravagant scale. And I'm, you know, at this moment we need resolute leadership that's patiently explaining the case, that's convincing allies and friends, members of Congress and the American people, and instead we have, it's not my fault, it's somebody else's. Blame everybody else. I mean, this is not what America needs in this dangerous moment.
Well, right now you saw a lot of the debate yesterday between Rand Paul as well as Secretary Kerry. I think that was probably the most intense. Let's listen to a little of it and get your reaction. Cut number five.
If we do not say that the Constitution applies, if we do not say explicitly that we will abide by this vote, you're making a joke of us. You're making us into theater. And so we play constitutional theater for the president. If this is real, you will abide by the verdict of Congress. You're probably going to win. Just go ahead and say it's real, and let's have a real debate in this country and not a meaningless debate that in the end you lose and you say, oh, well, we have the authority anyway. We're going to go ahead and go to war anyway.
Senator, I assure you there's nothing meaningless, and there is everything real.
Only if you adhere to what we vote on. Here. Only if our vote makes a difference. Only if our vote is
he was trying to get Kerry to say, if we vote this down, will the president at least adhere to the vote? And John Kerry wouldn't commit to that. And because constitutionally he doesn't have to, correct? Then why are we doing this?
Well, it is correct that he need not abide by it because, and it's Congress's own doing. In 1974, the Congress passed the War Powers Act, and it allows the president to take an action such as President Obama did in Libya, President Clinton did in Kosovo, and as President Obama is contemplating in Syria, to take that action without congressional approval and then report to Congress within a certain number of days. So there is a constitutional authority to do this. The Constitution itself gives wide latitude to the president in questions of national security, and Congress itself passed a law that said the president could take an action such as is being contemplated now and let us know. So look, the president, I think, needed to come to Congress in this instance because this president has been a persistent critic of the actions taken by his predecessors, not just Bush, but Clinton and others, in using American military power without congressional approval. But the lackadaisical meandering, here one day there and the next day someplace else, attitude of the White House is not engendering a sense of confidence in the chief executive. The president has big challenges in Congress. He's got to convince skeptics that we have a national interest at stake. I believe we do. If Assad remains in power in Syria, it is a victory for not just Assad, but for Iran and Hezbollah, and it is a defeat for the United States and will be seen as such in the region, and it will influence the trajectory of events within the Middle East. He has to convince the American people and the Congress that if he takes an action, and it really does degrade the ability of the Assad regime to remain in power, that it will not be succeeded by a regime led by elements of al-Qaeda. And he needs to also convince people that if we take an action, it will have an effect. This talk about the other day when he said, well, I want to send a shot across the bow. Okay, great. So you're going to deliberately aim not to hit anything. Okay, is that the sort of philosophical underpinning of this all?